Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Aretha.
What you want, baby.
Queen of Soul. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website, that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. Whether you're excited about something or you're frightened about something, you can read or watch or listen to something on our site that will help you, especially something that one of our Brain Trust members have said, like our new Brain Trust member, Beverly D. Flaxington. Bev is she says we can call her Bev. She's the author of Make Your Shift, a new book, second in a series, right, Bev?
Yes, it is.
Make Your Shift, the 5 most powerful moves you can make to get where you want to go. Bev, tell folks how they can find your book.
Well, it is everywhere. It's on Amazon.com and BN.com. We still have the website up, though, shiftmodel.com, Jim, where I had a lot of partners at the launch that are giving a lot of free things away. And so that's still up if people want to also get some free gifts, shiftmodel.com.
Right. So check that out, folks. Beverly, thanks again for hanging out with us. We appreciate you being here. We're going to get you back on another day. I want to talk some more, as I said earlier, about some other things. You've got some more things to teach us. We're talking about making the shift, this shift model that she uses, folks. Specify outcomes, highlight categories and obstacles, identify the human factor. We talked about that as we went to the break. Find alternatives and take disciplined action. Can we talk about the F, find alternatives? Because this could take on a lot of different directions, finding alternatives. By that I mean sometimes finding alternatives doesn't mean that you find the better example. It just means that you find something else. You move to something else. What do you think?
I do, because I think, you know, look, all of us that run small businesses, there's not enough time in the day. There's too many things that we want to get done. And, you know, we're always trying to move forward in one direction while we still have to cover a bunch of other bases over here.
Right.
So find alternatives really says, you know, before you start to think about what choices do I have, look first critically at your obstacles. What does success really look like and what obstacles in your way, your human factor? And then based on that, give some criteria. You know, what is important in decision making? Is it that something is easy to do? Is it that you can do it in the time allocated? Is it that you don't need other resources? Whatever that list is, Jim. And then start to think, brainstorm a little bit, be creative. Are there other ways to solve this problem than what I've been thinking about?
Well, you know, Bev, this fits in with something I say on the show all the time. Seek excellence, not perfection. And as small business owners, I think we have a tendency to think that perfection is what we should be accomplishing. We put pressure on ourselves. We believe we can do it. We want to work for it. And especially in the early days when it's just us and we keep tinkering with it ourselves. But a lot of times that kind of thinking really holds us back, doesn't it? Trying to be perfect instead of excellent.
I love that you're teaching people that because that's so critical. And, you know, everybody, you know, we're technical experts at something, right? So everybody, you know, let's cross the T, let's dot the I, let's get it just right. No, you got to get out there. You know, you've got to be certainly doing the best that you can do and be the best that you can be. But it doesn't have to be perfect, you know, in order to have the market embrace it. And, you know, from a marketing perspective, we see that all the time.
Right.
Sometimes it's, you know, it's not the best product all the time that's going to be the hit.
Well, especially once we start delegating. Even if we think we are perfect, which I am, and I know that you are, Bev, even if we think that, and even if we could do the job better than our employees, we can't grow if we aren't able to let them fledge, to give them a job and let them do it the way they do it, not the way the perfect way we would do it.
And isn't this, you know, this is certainly the bane, I think, of all of our existence as small business owners and people who are trying to run a business. You know, we've got our ideas, we've got our ways that we want to do it, but if we don't think outside that box, look at the alternatives, and think about, you know, at least what are some pieces I can take off my plate
right.
and give to other people, it's impossible for us ever to be able to really break out and grow the business the way we want to grow it. We have to. I think looking at our back to the obstacle, sometimes the obstacle is me.
We get out of our own way. That's exactly right. You know, when I, years and years ago, almost 15 years ago, actually probably over 15 years ago, when we started working on our website, our very first website back in 97, we bought the book called, you know, on learning how to do HTML. There was a book in those days, you could learn how to do it. And we bought that book, and me being a, you know, a little bit of a nerd, I thought, well, I'll learn HTML. We bought the book, and I looked at it, and I said, wait a minute. I will never be able to grow this business if I'm the one who knows how to do HTML. I have to hire that done. And that was one of the best decisions I ever made, because if I knew HTML, I'd be tinkering with that instead of growing the business.
But isn't it funny, Jim, once you do it, right, once you get some people in place, freeing feeling.
It's empowering.
You know, I love the fact that, wow, wait a minute, now I'm freed up to do the creative thinking, to be able to go out, to talk with the clients, because somebody else is delivering on something that's not my area of expertise. But again, this is where, though, we have to sit down and spend a little bit of time thinking about, okay, so what are those things that are not my strengths? What are those high gain things that I should be focusing on? And what are things I could delegate to others? You know, sometimes we're just so mired in the day-to-day that we're not stepping back and taking the time to think about this stuff.
Exactly. Bev, I got to wrap it up, but folks, find the book, because there's one page where she identifies the shift model. You're going to want to keep that in front of you. Bev, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Oh, I would love to, Jim. You were just delightful.
We enjoyed having you here. Beverly Flaxington, ladies and gentlemen. Check out her book, Make Your Shift. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.